الله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صفيه وحبيبه بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وإن كل محدثة بدعة وإن كل بدعة ضلالة وإن كل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، My dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First, please, brother, inshallah, step forward, inshallah, close all the gaps, too cold, and your brother come late, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enter all of you in the Jannah, inshallah, ta'ala. Please close all the gaps and step forward, inshallah, ta'ala. Let Allah say that. First, أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. I advise myself and you to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mizdaqan liqawli Allahi tabaraka wa ta'ala ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatihi wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. You fear Allah as should be and die not except in the state of Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring every single salah and every single moment that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us from this life with the word of Tawheed, with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of us from the fitna in this life, all the confusions in this life, all the trial, all the disaster and calamity in this life. Our khutbah today is speaking about Ahlul Haqq wa Ahlul Batil, the people of the truth and the people of the falsehood. The people of the falsehood claiming that Al-Islam qad nushira bis-sayf, Islam has been spread all over by the sword. And this is the case, we need to open it together today to explain actually the philosophy in Islam. Because some people among the us today, they are the traitors. Some people among the Qa'af are hypocrites. They need to this Ummah to be in full humiliation and to be down under all nations. But remember, they cannot do that. They try and try and try in every generation. They try to deceive the Muslims, to make the people change their belief, to make the people forget their deen, to make the people or to stop the idea which you call it jihad fi sabilillah, and to defeat and to deceive all the resistance. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, some seculars and the enemy of Islam support them, finance them. They say that Islam is created by sword, and Islam forces the people to be Muslim. And that's why actually they bring this idea after the Gaza. So from here today we need to discuss it together. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, for example, Surah Al-Baqarah, هذا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها. The idea in Islam
الله تبارك وتعالى clear it for all of us. That we need to understand, that we need to learn. Allah says in this ayah, لا إكراه في الدين. There is not any compulsion in the religion. No compulsion in the religion. No forcement. قد تبين الرشد من الغي. The right path showing clearly. The right path of Allah تبارك وتعالى showing clearly to all mankind today. Everyone here about Islam. The right path. Again, the wrong path. تبين الرشد. الرشد is mean the Islam is showing clearly the deen of Allah تبارك وتعالى. فمن هداه الله وفتح قلبه للإيمان وأنار بصره فقد اهتدى. And also when Allah تبارك وتعالى guided him and he opened his heart for Islam and he put the life of Islam in his vision. That is the guidance from Allah تبارك وتعالى. Allah will help him. And whomsoever disbelieve Allah تبارك وتعالى and follow الطاغوت. What الطاغوت is? فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله. Whoever disbelieve الطاغوت. طاغوت everything to be worshipped with Allah. Any law to be exist in this life without the law of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Any ruling beside the rule of Allah تبارك وتعالى, that's taking the form of a taghut. فمن يكفر بالطاغوت and whoever disbelieve a taghut ويؤمن بالله and believe in Allah تبارك وتعالى فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها. That means he will hold firmly to the rule of Allah تبارك وتعالى and will never be break. Will never be break. He will never be humiliated. He will never be defeated. So we know, Islam came, my dear brothers and sisters of Islam, with a very simple idea. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah sent him to all mankind, not only for particular people, or Arab, or non-Arab, or ethnic group, came to all mankind. Holding in one hand the Quran, the Mus'haf, and the other hand he holds the sword. And the sword is in Islam for the power of defense. Whoever has any idea or has any intention to attack the Islam, to defeat the Muslims, to steal their land, it changes the law of Allah تبارك وتعالى. The Islam will stand up and to push it away or to defend the Islam and the people of Islam. Yes, and Islam needs the sword. Today, for example, it's a horrible freedom. Individual and the groups, they need us to be negative in this way. They need us to be without power. They may need us to be without the sword in or the gun in our hand to defend the Islam. But they have right to carry the best technology of weapons. This is state of gang called Israel. They have like the bureaucratic way to go to travel everywhere in order to vote or to bring the international community to take the power from our hands, and they are the only one has right to carry the weapon, the best technology, the best plane, the best tank, and what they want to come and defeat you or kill you or bombard you, and you have to say in the end, thank you very much, do it some more, we will be shut up. We will say that every nation has right to defend themselves. We will say the idea of jihad in Islam in order to defend the Muslims, to defend the women, to defend the children of Islam without attacking, because the idea Allah stated in the Quran, Allah said in the Quran, وَقَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ الَّذِينَ يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُعْتَدِينَ. And fight in the way of Allah. Those who fight against you, those who fight you, and Allah clear it for all mankind, وَلَا تَعْتَدُوا, and don't attack. Do not attack, because verily Allah loves not those who attack. So we don't attack anybody. We don't attack innocent people. But we have right to defend ourselves. We have right to be empowered to defend ourselves. There is no any limit for the state of Zionism today, Israel. They bomb and kill children, women, hospitals, education, energy, electricity. They make it like a ghost house now, and they work in order to take the power of the Muslim and to make the Muslim negative without any power. But they have right to be in power. They have right to get to own the weapons. They have right to attack the Muslim anytime. And they need you to be negative. La yaqi. We have right to defend ourselves and not to attack anybody. So clearly, Islam clear it for all of us. Anybody will force the Muslim to be a disbeliever, to change their religion, to change the way of life of Islam, the Islam will stand up to defend this kind of people, to defend ourselves. Because what is happening today, it is the biggest crime in history. This state of Zionists, they want to force the Muslims to be negative. You have no right to defend yourself. What? How they did it? What they did in Gaza the last month until today? What they did? They killed all innocent people. So they need us to say thank you? It's impossible. It's not legally. The whole international community will stand there and to defend the weak, those who have no power. But because we are in a time of generation, the transgression taking place, and the truth, they want to hold it down, so they mix all the cards together. Nobody understands what is the difference between jihad and resistance. We don't fight anybody, but we have right to defend ourselves. And they ask these questions. They said, your Quran says, in Surah An-Naml, they want to prove for us that we force the people to be Muslim. We don't force anybody. Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah sent him to the land of Arabia, they will accept the Islam. If there any sort of war was against Abu Bakr, or Ali ibn Abi Talib, or Khadija, عبد الرحمن بن عوف, عبد الله بن عمر, عمر بن الخطاب, طلحة والزبير, النخزاب, nobody forces them to be Muslim, but they came and they submit themselves to Allah تبارك وتعالى because they love the idea of Islam. People here in America, more than 6 million people here in America, did we hold the sword against them to force them to be a Muslim? Never. They came peacefully and they accepted the idea of Islam, and alhamdulillah, the deen of Allah, this deen, is day by day is growing, and everybody hear about Islam today. Everybody hear about Islam, alhamdulillah. Their media, their internet, the newspaper, they explain about the Islam. They know the rule of Islam. This is a witnessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala against all mankind. When Allah will ask them in the day of the judgment, did you hear about Islam? What they will say? No? That's impossible. It's why everybody hear about Islam. So in Europe, one town in Bridge has 4 million people in British, in France, in Venezuela, in Brazil, in England, in Africa, in Asia. People enter the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala without sword, without any sword or without any enforcement. No compulsion in Islam, وَلَا حَوْلَ لَا قُوَةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Of course, the people to be a Muslim. So they bring the ayah from the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sulaiman alayhi salam. You know, inna al-deena inda Allah al-Islam. The only accepted religion by Allah is Islam. So they bring the ayah from the book of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They said, Allah said, ba'da a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajeem. Ya ayyuhal malak, inni ulqiya ilayya kitabun kareem. وإنه من سليمان وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Allah says in this ayah, the queen of Balqis in Yemen. Allah says in this ayah, all chiefs, she's both very chief, those who rule, those who are under her, يا أيها الملأ, oh my chief staff, وإني ألقي إلي كتاب كريم. It was delivered to me a noble book letter. وإنه من سليمان. It is from سليمان. وإنه بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And it starts with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألا تعلوا علي وأتوني مسلمين. Be not arrogant against me. Sulaiman, he sends a message to her to Balqis, not to be arrogant against me, and come to me with full submission of Islam. So he sends that message to force the woman to be a Muslim. They say the Quran contradicting each other. They don't understand. They don't understand. Here is the explanation of the ayah. That Sulaiman, when he knows exactly, he knows that this woman forced her own people to worship the sun besides Allah Ta'ala. The Islam right away stood up to send the message, clear message for her. Not to be arrogant against me and come to me with full submission of Islam. Be a Muslim. Yet he forced her because this woman, she used to force her own people to worship something besides Allah Ta'ala. So the Islam will stand up to send the message for those people. If any kind of people, no matter what they are, force any kind of group of people to force them to be a Muslim, to be a non-Muslim, the Islam will stand up to defend this kind of group. Because the Hudhud is clear, the one who understands the birds of us, the Hubu, the birds of Sulaiman. He cleared it for us in the ayah. إِنِّي وَجَدْتُ مْرَأَةً تَمْلِكُهُمْ وَأُوْتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَلَهَا عَرْشٌ عَظِيمٌ. The Hudhud cleared it for all of us. Human, they don't understand it. But the Hudhud understood that the philosophy in Islam. When he came to Sulaiman, the Hudhud, the bird, and he said, Ya Sulaiman, I found them, that means the people in Yemen, overruled by Balqis. They have no word to say yes or no. She owned them. She controlled them. She forced them to worship something besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Tablikuhum. They have no decision. They have no power. But the woman, she controlled all of them and she forced them. Therefore, وَأُوْتِيَتْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَأْنٍ. She has everything. She has a great storm. She has a great power. She's rich. She has a great army. But the problem is, the people who make the seal of the Quran, they have no idea. Because Sulaiman, he sent her a very rough letter for her. Be and come to me with Islam. Because he found that the woman forced them to be an un-Muslim and to worship something besides Allah Ta'ala, and she owned it. She had no desire, no power, no decision. So the idea is, my brother, we don't force anybody to be a Muslim, but we are commanded to invite peacefully to the people, to the deen of Allah, to explain the Islam for the people. They are the one, they force us today to change our religion. Now in Gaza, a conspiracy taking place in Gaza. Everybody forces the people, the whole, they force the people to accept the same situation. You have no right to liberate your land. Accept the same 2% the West Bank and Gaza. 2% of the Palestinian land. They need to keep it ceasefire for 15 years and to force the people not to defend themselves, to change the relation, to bring gambling to Gaza, to change it, to bring the prostitute to Gaza. Gaza refused all this forbidden. And they forced the people in Gaza under the weapons, under the attack, to accept the same situation. They kill all the innocents and they destroy the whole country, whole place in Gaza, and they force them to accept their policy, to accept their peace process. What kind of peace process are they looking for? Islam never forced anybody to be a Muslim, but command us to defend ourselves, to defend our children, to defend the Quran, to defend the Sunnah, to defend all the believers over there. And subhanallah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. When we started a case today, we have in Asia a lot of stories. I would like to share with you today the example of Abdullah ibn Huzafa. Because we are commanded in Islam not to change your religion, not to change the rule of Islam. You are commanded in Islam to be fix your feet strongly in the land of Islam. And you fear nobody because the victory is come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what was the Abdullah ibn Huzafa? In the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab, Umar ibn al-Khattab sent the army to the emperor of Rome. Send the army to the emperor of Rome. And what happened after that? By somehow, they caught a group of the Sahaba, and the leader of this group was Abdullah ibn Huzafa, the emperor of Rome, the king of Rome. And when they came, actually, in the front of the king, he said, the king of Rome, he called Abdullah ibn Huzafa. Ya Abdullah ibn Huzafa, tanassar wa u'atika nusfa mali. Be a Christian and I give you half of my wealth, half of my property. Abdullah ibn Huzafa, he answered him. He's under him, he's a prisoner of war now. Under the king of Rome, I was just like to share with you this idea that we are commanded to fix, to stand up and to be in the track of Islam and never change our behavior, no matter what they do against you. Abdullah ibn Huzafa answered, قال والله لو أعطيتني مالك كل والدنيا وما فيها ما تركت دين محمد. والله if you give me all, Heracle of Rome, his name is Heracle. If you give me the whole the treasury in this whole entire world, to change my religion and to leave the religion of Muhammad, I will never do that. Then Heracle came with the second option. قال إن لم تتنصر يا عبد الله لعذبتك عذابا شديدا. If you're not going to be Christian, Abdullah, I will punish you with severe punishment. Abdullah answered, قال عذب ما شئت يا هرق فإنما تعذب جسدا ثانيا أما الروح فلا يملكها إلا الله. Torture me as much as you could, O Heracle. Because if you torture, you're going to torture, vanish it, vanish it, finish it, body. But the roh, the soul inside my body, nobody own it. It's owned by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Only torture my body, but you cannot control my soul. The soul is belonging to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then he ordered Heracle, he ordered his people to crucify him in one of the trees. One of the trees. قال اصلبوه على جذع النخل. Put him, crucified him in the palm tree. واضربوه في غير مقتلة. And shoot him in a, not in a sensitive area which he will drive him to be dead. I don't want him to die. I need him to be tortured. shoot him by arrows in his legs, in his hands, and don't touch the sensitive area which he leads him to be killed. And he shoot his side by side, shoot Abdullah ibn Hudhafa, radiallahu anhu wa arda, the great hero of Islam. And every time he receives arrow in his hands or legs, he says, Allah, 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 that's your word, my brother, that's word of the Tawheed all the time. When you are under difficult shape, when you are under torture, when the people will be against you, when they put you in a jail, when they torture you, you say the word of Allah, Allah, because you have no one except Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Kalimat al-Tawheed. Alayha nahya. Wa alayha namut. Wa fiha yawm al-qiyama nub'atu alayha. The day in your life to live with La ilaha illallah and to die with La ilaha illallah, and in the day of the judgment Allah will resurrect you with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Don't ever leave it. So Abdullah, he received all the torturing and punishment and he said Allah, Allah, Allah. Kharkali saw that. He said bring him. And he commanded them to boil a water in a jar. In a big jar for 3 days. Until even the jar burned from the fire. Even the jar itself burned. And then he said, bring him. While they took him to the water, and they bring him to the water, Abdullah ibn Huzafa, he cried. So Herakles, he looked to his eyes. And he saw Abdullah ibn Huzafa crying. He told him, Ya Abdullah, you fear the death? Now you believe it? I could do whatever I like now? You fear the death? قَالَ لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا هَرَكْتِ لَا وَاللَّهِ I don't cry because I am fearing the death. But I am crying because I wish that Allah give me 100 souls to be killed in Islam to enter the Jannah. But I have only one soul. I wish that I have 100 souls. That's why I'm crying. I wish that Allah give me 100 souls to die for Sabeelillah. And he put them sharp in the zaki. And when he found him strong and he answered him, I wish that I have 100 souls to die in Sabeelillah. Then he told him, start to make a brainwash. He commanded, send him to a room. And they send him to a room and he said, bring the best beautiful woman from the Roman, beautiful girl, and send this girl with him in privacy and close the door and leave her. They bring a professional woman and that is the disaster. And that is the fitna for the Muslim Ummah today. The woman. That is the woman. The naked woman in the street, in the TV, in the video, in the internet. That is the fitna for the Muslim Ummah because anybody could solve himself. Solve Allah. Solve the Messenger of Allah. Solve himself. For a single woman in this life. May Allah protect all of us and our children from the deen, from the country. The woman she tried and she to attract him to do the best for him to fail in deen, in adultery. She go there in front of him and they dress her naked clothes back and forth and every time and after a couple of hours the king told her, bring it away the girl. She told her, what happened? What did he do? قالت يا ملكنا هو our king أرسلتني إلى حجر وليس إلى بشر. You send me to a piece of stone and you did not send me to a human. Every time I pass by from the front of him, he said Allah, Allah, Allah. He did not even raise his head to look at violence to the woman. Then he found himself, he lose. The king, against a one symbol, great hero in Islam. He said, what you have to do? Make him hungry. So he gave him the woman, and now the food. Make him hungry. Let him to be hungry for a couple of days. And put him in a room, and only serve food for him, only liquor and pork. Nothing more than that. Liquor and pork. And leave him for 3 days. They left him 3 days. They came and entered the room. They found the pork is still the same. And the liquor is still the same. And Heracles came to him. He told him, you are permitted in your nation when you are in a difficult time, when you are going to die, you could eat the pork and you could drink the wine. You have right, I know that in Islam. He said, ما أردت أن أشمت أعداء الله في دين الله. Yes, I have right to save myself and to eat this kind of product temporarily until I save myself once. But I did not eat it because I'm not getting a chance for somebody like you to make fun about the deen of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Pray to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, may Allah سبحانه وتعالى accept our deen. So finally, after he found Abdullah is strong, he did not change his faith, he did not be mild in Islam, he did not become, he doesn't like to be civilized Muslim, to change his faith. So I told him, you want me to free you? He gave up. You want me to free you? The condition to free you, come and kiss my head. And that's what they need from the Muslim today. They need you, my Muslim brothers and sisters in Islam, to keep the heads of the disbelievers, to keep the heads of the state of Israel, to surrender ourselves, to raise the white flag. Now what happened is, he told him with a condition, I could do that, but to free my brothers, free them to look for his brother first. He looked to free his brother first before himself. And while he's going to him, he raised his hand to Allah. He told him, Ya Allah, I know this person is najis, is impure, better. And I do that only for one purpose, Ya Allah. If you resurrect me in the day of judgment and you ask me, why you kiss the head of this khinzir? I will tell you, Allah, I do that only for I'm going to spit in his head. And I will tell you, Ya Allah, I do that for my brothers only. After he did that, he did not kiss his head. He spit on the head of this transgressor. And he came back and he freed all of them. The king, he came to Umar ibn Khattab. Umar ibn Khattab, he stood up and he said, every Muslim has right, command every Muslim to kiss the head of Abdullah ibn Huzafa, because he did not change anything and he became a great example for all of us. Yes, my brothers, they force us to change our behavior, our Islam. They need us to actually to be negative. They need us to actually to be, to raise the flag of the white flag in order to be under their foot. But we never gonna be under the foot. Allah give us the glory and the honor and power by Islam and the Muslim Ummah one day, inshaAllah ta'ala, when they will be united, when they come back to Allah, when they leave Al-Khanzir, when they leave the riba, when they leave the adultery, when they submit and reconcile themselves with Allah, the victory of Islam, because victory will never come with the hand of this people, hand of the hypocrites. Never. Because what? Because they don't fear Allah. They don't fear, they don't support each other. They don't unite each other. They don't help each other. That is the philosophy of Islam. And the Islam never forced anybody. But we are commanded to invite unto Allah peacefully. And whoever in force us to change our deen, to change our behavior, to change our good manners, we will stand up to defend ourselves and to defend the Islam and the idea of Islam. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين. اللهم أعلم فضلك كالذي الحق والدين. وانصرنا على أعداء الدين. ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. اللهم يا رب عزنا بعزك. وانصر إخواننا في غزة. وانصر إخواننا في العراق. وانصر إخواننا في كشمير. وفي الشيشان. وانصر إخواننا في الصومال وفي السودان. وانصر إخواننا في أفغانستان. اللهم انصر الإسلام في كل مكان. ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا. انتقم من الظالمين. ولا تسقي منهم أحدا. وارفع راية الإسلام. وأمتنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. واجعلنا متحابين بجلالك. مجتمعين على كلامك. وارحمنا برحمة من عندك يا ربنا. اللهم نجينا من الفتن ما ظهر منها وبطن. واعف عن سيئاتنا. بالآيات لئن كنا من الظالمين ولا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا اللهم لا تؤاخذنا بما فعل السفهاء منا فقبل منا صلاتنا وارحم أموات المسلمين وارزقنا مسجدا في الطريق العاجل اللهم ابني لنا مسجد منهاتن اللهم ابني لنا مسجد منهاتن اللهم ابني لنا مسجد منهاتن اللهم يسر الصعوبات يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا كفءا واهلا لعبادتك
وهكذا دعوان الحمد لله من الصلاه والصلاه والسلام على سيدنا محمد.